Good morning, and thank you very much for allowing me to share some Bible with you this morning. Before I get started, I would like, if you would so choose to participate, to plant a couple of seeds of thought in your heart and mind this morning. And to do this, if you choose to participate, what I'd like for you to do is say within your own heart, you know, to yourself, these two seeds of thought. And then throughout the teaching, I'm thinking, I really just really believe this, that you're going to find that those seeds of thought will germinate and blossom, and just something beautiful is going to blossom up within your soul from hearing God's word today. So if you're ready, the first seed is if you'll just say to yourself, my good Father has made a covenant relationship with me through Christ my Lord. I'll say it again. My good Father has made a covenant relationship with me through Christ my Lord. So if you'll just plant that seed of thought within your heart, and the next seed of thought is number two, I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by sight. All right, so we got those little seeds in there, and now we're just going to water them a little bit, and let's see what happens. If you'll take your Bibles, please, and open to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to start, I wanted to start in chapter verse 1, but actually I think before I do that, I'll read verse 38 in chapter 10 while you're getting there. Now the just shall live by faith. I just want to leave it right there. The just shall live by faith. Through Christ Jesus your Lord, you have been justified. The just shall live by faith. Chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance, it's the proof of things hoped for or prayed for, the evidence of things that you do not see with your own eyes. Leaving that right there for you to ponder with your little seed there. Turn over to verse 6 in chapter 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. That he is, and that he, you know, who, so man, God is, he is who he is. He's our God, right? And he is also a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. If your heart's like mine, which I'm sure it is, because if it wasn't, you probably wouldn't care about even listening to this teaching and sharing today, but it's just because we want to please God. And we need to please him by having the faith that he is who he is. He is who he says he is. And he rewards those that diligently seek him. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemneth the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Noah, And this is what I want to look at a little bit more in detail. If you'll go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 6, that'd be great. I want to look at this a little bit more in detail because Noah, we can learn so much from Noah. And I know I was just kind of blown away of some of the things that the Lord showed me and shared with me as I was reading some of these records about Noah. And I'm sure he'll do the same thing with you as we go through them. But we'll start in chapter 6 of Genesis. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And see, this is, so in other words, there was a lot of things going on that were building generations that weren't real good. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Wow. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. You know, they had evil intents continually. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But, gotta love that word, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You can skip on down to verse 12. And again, God said, God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And then God gave Noah some directions, because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In verse 9, you look up there in verse 9, you'll see why. Noah, it says, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with the Lord. Yep, Noah walked with God. Obviously, if God's going to be talking to him and he can hear him, he had to have been walking with him, right? And plus, Noah had found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Just like you and I, we found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Yes, sirree, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. At any rate, down in verse 13, God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And then God gives him some directions of what he needs to do. That he needs to build himself an ark, and with all the dimensions and the plan, and what to do. And then, of course, God said in verse 17, and behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But, yep, but with thee, Noah, will I establish my covenant. And this is pretty interesting to me, because that's the first use of the word covenant in God's word. And you know what? It's pretty wonderful because we know that our Father, through Christ Jesus our Lord, has made a covenant relationship with us, right? Yeah, that seed's been planted, right? Well, look here. He made it with Noah in the very beginning, the first covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thy and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with thee, and every living thing of all flesh. And, you know, we brought the animals on board and every living thing like he told them to. And then, you know, it rained and rained and rained, and the earth got flooded. We know the story. And once the flood waters, you know, subsided, and Noah got out of the ark with his family and offered sweet offerings and to God, burnt offerings that were just like a sweet-smelling savor to God because Noah was honoring him. In chapter 9, verse 1, God said, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and refinish the earth. And then if you jump down and jump on down to verse 9, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. And then down in verse 16, or 15, well, 14, I'll get it straight here. Hold on. Okay. Let's just keep reading. You gotta love me. And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be floods to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. That has to include us, y'all. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant between me and you and every living creature, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all the flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. I don't know if you remember maybe the first time you ever saw a rainbow. I don't remember the first time I ever saw a rainbow. But I remember the last time I saw a rainbow. It was just last week. And I was actually on the phone with Peg, and we were talking. I said, oh, I was on my way to the grocery store. Oh, this is beautiful rainbow in the sky. It just appeared. I also remember a pretty phenomenal thing that happened to me about a month ago. And that was, I was driving home from the store, only 2 miles from my house, when I don't even know what you want to call it, a monsoon hit. And it's one of those, if you ever watch the Weather Channel, it's one of those things that are really in the deep red, orange, that those little cells that you know, ooh, that's going to be bad. That's what hit. Out of nowhere, it just hit, where the trees were swaying over the road, and the wind was blowing the rain. It was so hard, I could barely see 5 feet in front of me driving. And I had just turned into my neighborhood, and the entrance of my neighborhood to my house is about 1 mile. And it was difficult to see the road as the waters were racing across the road and the wind was blowing. And I mean, I was going slow. I mean, it was very difficult to see. And I did not get stressed. I did not get tense. I'm like, well, Lord, you're with me. And about the time I thought that, this is a phenomenon, I know, but a rainbow appeared in above the street. It was strange. I've never seen this. It was like from one yard across the street in front of my car, the other yard, maybe 2 feet off the ground, 3 feet off the ground, on the road right in front of me, and it illuminated my way so I could see and stay on the road and not hit somebody's mailbox, and led me all the way home. It kept moving as I moved, and as soon as I got to my house, it disappeared. But when I went inside, I let my dogs out the backyard, bam, it was up in the sky, this beautiful rainbow. Now, I don't know why God chose to do that for me and to bless me like that, but I do know that He knows me, that I appreciate it, because I know that He has that covenant with me and that He is my Father and He loves me. And I also know that He has that covenant with you. And He loves you, and He will bless you. It's all by faith. You know, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. We accept our salvation by faith. We accept God's promises by faith. Faith, you know, if you already had it, you wouldn't have to have faith for it. In other words, faith is believing in something that you don't necessarily can't see by sight. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't see it, but yet when we have that type of trust, that type of believing in God to take care of us or a situation, no matter what it is, I mean, He loves us enough that He'll do that. He promises, right? He says, I'll commit thy way unto me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. He says, you know, I shall supply all of your need. He says, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. He says, by Christ's stripes, you have been healed. He gives us these promises. He tells us these things. And our circumstances might be a little bleak, or the world's circumstances might be a little bleak, but yet, that's what we see by sight. But in our heart, by faith, you know, we know. I remember when 1999 New Year's Eve, it was getting ready to turn into 2000, and there were all these rumors that all the computers in the world were going to crash, and get your money out of the bank now, and do this and do that, and everybody was all up in arms about everything. And I remember just being peaceful, because I just knew that God would take care of us, whatever came, it'd be all right. And I can to this day remember that. And I do know that that is the litmus test when you're really trusting God, is that you do have a peace and a confidence within your heart. And not one iota of doubt is creeping in, because you just know that He has made a covenant relationship with you through Christ your Lord, and that you have the ability to walk by faith and not by sight. Turn to Matthew chapter 19. And we read in verse 26, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Do you believe that with God all things are possible? You know, that's my question, my rhetorical question, I guess. I mean, I ask myself that, you know, Tina, do you believe with God all things are possible? I know one time I was meditating with Him and praying and talking with Him, and I was a little concerned about some things, and He just said, Tina, is my hand waxed short? And I just started laughing like, no, Lord, it's not. It's not, Lord. I've got this beautiful little coloring. I framed it in my bedroom that Amy did, my daughter, when she was like 8 years old, that says, she wrote on there, because it's a sky and a big bright sun, is this drawing in this paper that she colored for me. And she wrote on there, because God made the heavens and the sun because he is God. Talk about profound truth, y'all. Because he is God. And with him, nothing is impossible. In Matthew chapter 6, just flip back a few little chapters to Matthew chapter 6. And verse 25, we'll start there. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. It's not the life more than meat, the body than raiment. Behold, the fowls of the air. You know, those pretty little blue jays, those pretty little cardinals, those hawks, those eagles. So they sow not, they don't reap, they don't stress and try to plan and figure every little detail out or gather into their barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? I mean, the covenant blessing, the covenant from our fathers with you, right? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? So why take thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow and toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? No, I don't want to be the one of little faith. I want to be the one of great faith. I want to believe that he will take care of me. Therefore, take no thought saying what we shall eat. What shall we eat? What are we going to drink? How are my needs going to get met? But skip to verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then look down in chapter 7. Just skip on down here because we don't have time to read it all. But verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. What man is there if his child asks him for some bread, is he going to go, here, you know, take a little nibble on this rock? Or if he asks him for a fish, he goes, here, have a snake instead. You know, nobody. I mean, and if we be evil, you know, we still know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Wow, look over in chapter 21 of Matthew. And I'll tell you a little story. It's a true story. When Amy was 8 years old, she collected rocks, and her favorite rock was this little blue. It looked almost, I have a picture of it. In fact, I still have the rock. It looked kind of like a gumdrop. It was, of course, bigger than a gumdrop, but it was shaped like that. It was a shiny blue rock, and Amy had several other rocks that she collected, but this one was her favorite, and where we would go places, she always took her little rock with her. And we had gone to a little cafe called Bay Breeze, where they had little pan pizzas and chicken fingers and that kind of type of thing, and had lunch. Marty was with us and Amy, and when we walked out to the parking lot, Amy had the rock in her hand, and it slipped between her fingers, and it fell down a storm drain. We have like these street storm drains, and I was already walking, getting on the other side of the car, when she was like, Mom, my rock. I'm like, what? It fell down the storm drain. I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. I got in the car, and I had been in this verse, in chapter 21 of Matthew. Verse 22 was our retimery that she and I have been doing, the one I'm getting ready to be with you, that in all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when we got in the car, she said, Mama, can God bring my rock back? And I'm like, well, He's God. I mean, He can do anything, Amy. If you ask Him and if you believe for it, I mean, yes, He can because He's God. There's nothing too hard for God. And that's all I said, and I turned the radio and we drove home. Nothing else was said about it. We got out of the car, and when she got out of the car, she goes, oh my gosh. I'm like, what? She goes, this just hit me on my shoulder. And it was her rock. It had fallen out of the sky and hit her on her shoulder. Again, phenomenon. Okay, why? I mean, I don't know why our good Father chose to, you know, do that special thing just for her, but I do know the results of it is that, you know, she knew, okay, I can pray and I can ask God for things, and he does hear me and He will answer me, and it's truth. And I share that with you today because childlike believing, I mean, obviously she prayed to herself for it and asked for it because He did it. I just, you know, was just standing true to what God said. Yep, there's nothing too hard for Him. He can do anything. If you have faith, it can happen. And yep, that's what it says. I didn't write the book. Well, you know what? That is what it says. And it is truth. And it does bring results. And, you know, we're not sufficient of ours, you know, of our own selves or our own reasonings, ideas. Our sufficiency has to be upon Him with everything in our lives. We don't want to have one iota of doubt, you know, when we're asking God for something. We want to take what God says by faith. Just like Noah took what God said by faith to build that ark. I don't think they even knew what rain was. And, you know, or what an ark was. I mean, he just had to, okay, I'm building something. I mean, I don't even know where you begin with something like that. I wouldn't have a clue. But obviously God directed him and showed him because he built it, and they survived the flood. So, 1 John chapter 5, 14, again with this little seed that I'm planting for you guys. I think it's, you know, we're watering it a little bit, and I'm hoping that it's starting to blossom in you a little bit. 1 John 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And I think sometimes I might get a little bit tripped up on this, is it Your will, Father, when I'm praying? Is it Your will? Because there's a little bit of deceitfulness going on with that from the world's point of view and from things that we might have absorbed, you know, from the world. You know, God's will. God, you know, is it God's will? Well, okay, so how do I know if it was God's will for that rock to fall out of the sky and my daughter to get it back? Because it was God's will that if we pray and we ask for anything that, you know, and we believe that we'll receive it. But it was a desire of her heart. It's God's will to give us the desires of our heart. It's God's will to supply our every single need. And I think the more you read the Word of God, the more you understand what God's will is for your life. And it's good. It's good. God doesn't will anything bad for your life. He loves you. He made a covenant relationship with you through Christ your Lord. You know, you found grace. You know, you're saved by grace. You have that salvation. And therefore, you can walk by faith and not by sight. When you think about it, it's all based upon faith. I mean, if you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and you believe that God raised Him from the dead, I mean, I don't have one iota of doubt about that. Not one. I know just as if I was standing there watching the whole thing myself. And that's what faith is. We know it by faith, not by our own sight. But we know. And the more you read, the more we spend time reading the Bible, the more we start seeing more of what His will is for our life, and it's good. He doesn't want us to condemn ourselves. He doesn't want us to beat ourselves up. He doesn't want us to be, casting our pearls before swine, letting people just run all over us and being the burdened down Christian. The more you read his word, the more you see what his will is for your life. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us, and it's happening for us because he loves us. We take what God says by faith. So let's walk by faith in all the fullness and the privileges that Christ Jesus made available, by accepting our rightful position as a son of God. And hang in there, because God is good, good, good. And he'll hear your prayers and he'll answer them. Father, we love you and we thank you for your truth. We thank you, Father, for the covenant blessing, the covenant relationship you made with us through Christ our Lord. And because of that, we have that wonderful seed of faith in our hearts. And when we ask things according to your will, we know you hear us. With you, all things are possible. Thank you for great blessings upon your people this day, Father. Convict us of truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.